Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Alan Sumnall, the chair of the Carbon County Democratic Party, and we're going to be talking about their upcoming caucus on March 17th, as well as the Carbon County Democrat Convention coming up on Saturday, March 28th. Alan, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Aiden.
And, you know, it's always an exciting part of the political season when caucus and convention rolls around, but I also think it's a very underrated part of the political process. Everyone gets very hyper-fixated on the primary election, on the general election, but this is where the real sausage gets made in the political process. So we'll start off on the caucus side of things. For people who might not be familiar, what is the caucus and what purpose does it serve in the Democratic Party?
So for us, Aiden, the caucus is basically the beginning process where we decide as a group who are going to represent us, both at the county convention for county races and then also for the state convention for the state and federal races.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where this is a chance to see how the political process really gets underway and how it operates. Now, something you and I talked about a little bit before we came on air was just one of the key differences about this caucus and convention is that it is an open process. So you see some parties, they have a more closed process for their caucus where only registered party affiliates can participate, but that's not the case for this one.
No, we, in fact, the Democratic Party in Utah has an open caucus. So you can be Democrat, you can be independent, you can be Republican. And what we really like about that is I think with a closed caucus, we've seen that there tends to be a move to in a certain direction. In a closed caucus, a lot of times, and maybe not so much in Carbon County, but in other areas, It's the most reactionary that show up, you know, the most committed that show up. And that has the tendency to drive the direction of the party in a direction that kind of moves away from the more moderate middle position, which is really where the Utah Democrats lie. And so a Republican is welcome to come to our caucus and make their case as to why they would be a good delegate to represent Carbon County. And I think they would see that the people who do show up at our caucus are all really well-meaning, mostly moderate people. We're just concerned with the path that we're on right now.
Yeah, and let's dive into the nitty-gritty for a second. So again, this is coming up on Tuesday, March 17th, starting at 6 p.m. over in the UMWA building. What can people kind of expect from this process once they show up?
So when they come in, they will they'll sign up. There'll actually be a sheet that asks them whether they would like to be a delegate or not. Typically, when back in the day when, you know, we would have hundreds and hundreds of people show up, we would divide into precincts. And then each precinct or neighborhood would decide who their delegate was going to be. We aren't quite that busy at this point. We're a much smaller organization, and so we just try and fill the spots. If we have enough people that we can get representatives from different from the different precincts throughout the county, we attempt to do that. But mainly we just want to make sure that we're filling our allotted delegates, and that those delegates have the temperament to listen to the candidates, talk to people that they know, and then make a vote that they feel is wise.
You know, because as a delegate, you're not just representing yourself. You're representing an entire community, it feels like. And that's where I feel the openness of this process really does play into your favor, because it gives everyone a voice, like you said, whether they be a registered Democrat or whether they be someone like an independent. This gives an opportunity for people to get involved, because especially at the local level, looking at the county races this year, that's where a lot of major changes that impacts us on our day-to-day really happens.
Yeah, and we have a great candidate for county commission, for the county commissioner spot. He'll actually be at the caucus on Tuesday night. I'm sure he'll have time to sit down with people and talk to them. Our House district race is super important this year. And again, we feel like our candidate is a thoughtful, well-read, experienced person who will take his position serious. He's dedicated to learning the issues, and we think he'll do a great job. He'll also be there on Tuesday. And then at the convention on the 28th, we're going to have two people who are vying for the CD3 spot for the Democrats.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. Let's move over to what the Democrat convention will look like. That, again, that's going to be coming up on Saturday, March 28th, starting at 3 p.m. over at Mont Harmon Middle School. You know, one of the big things, I guess, could you explain a bit of the difference for the listeners between what the caucus is and what the convention kind of represents?
So the caucus is where we decide who will represent us as a county in determining who will represent us politically in the actual seats and positions. And so the convention is just a time where we will introduce the people that are running. We'll give them some time to speak. There'll be plenty of time for them to for people to meet them one on one. We're going to have a ton of food. It's going to be a great, just fun community event, but there'll be some serious things talked about, the state of our county, the state of our state, the state of our nation, all those types of things. And it's open to the public, so come on in, meet our congressional candidates. I think you'll be super impressed with their vision, with their platforms, and just good people, really good people.
You know, and what I love about it, and you hit it right on the head, is the community aspect of this. This is a chance for people to get out and learn how this process operates, see how things kind of run behind the scenes, and make sure that they're making the most informed decision that they can. So let's say right now someone's listening right now, and they're on the fence. Do I want to go to attend this? Do I not want to? What would you say to kind of give them that final push of encouragement to get them out and get them involved in this process?
Well, mainly I would think that people, when it comes right down to it, people want to make sure and feel good that they are casting an informed vote, you know, that they're thinking about what they're doing, what's going to happen, you know, what their vote means for their community. I think most people want to take that serious, I don't even know how to explain it. Just that's a serious responsibility that we have, and I think we owe it to ourselves and to our community, to our children, grandchildren, to make an educated vote. And so the conventions give you a chance to actually listen to the people. You know, listen to what they want to do, what their thoughts are, both in how, you know, where our country sits right now, and our vision for the country. We all, you know, regardless of the party you belong to, the real goal is we want stability, we want economic prosperity, you know, we want a country that is, that's providing all of those good things that we all hope for as humans, as families. So I think it's about making a good decision.
You know, and it goes back to one of my favorite sayings, it's better to take an interest in politics before politics takes an interest in you. And this is a great way to take a step forward into that. Now, Alan, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
No, just again, I want to welcome everybody out. I think you'll find the environment is just, it's super fun. You're going to show up, and all of a sudden you'll see a neighbor that you might not have expected to be there. But come to the caucus on Tuesday. Come have some food at the convention on the 28th, and And let's shake a lot of hands and have fun.
Well, Alan, it was a pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Aiden.
Again, our guest, Alan Subnall, chair of the Carbon County Democratic Party, and we're talking about their upcoming caucus and convention. The caucus comes up on Tuesday, March 17th, starting at 6 p.m. over at the UMWA building, with the convention to follow on Saturday, March 28th, starting at 3 p.m. at Mont Harmon Middle School. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.